In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10. Friday, it's my day. It's one of the best days of the week. We get ready for a big weekend filled with football. And I've got something you're going to love that can help you have some fun during the football action. Also want to get to some Braves coming up here in just a little while. But first, let me remind you, we're brought to you by WinView Games. The Daily 10 is all presented by WinView Games. When it's AFC Championship weekend and you want a chance to win some cash while watching these games, well, it's time to download the WinView app. That's spelled WINVIEW. The WinView app. Download it now and give it a try. I know a lot of you guys have played a lot of daily fantasy sports, and I have too. So you make wagers against the house. You know what the dirty little secret is? The house is going to win most of the time. Well, with this new app called WinView, it's truly the most winnable way to play. New users actually win 50% of the time. It's that easy to win cash, and I'm proof of it myself. Because you're playing against people like you and not the house. Here's how it works. You're going to download the WinView app. You're going to see all the games listed. You're going to enter a contest and answer simple yes-no questions before the game. You can also play during the game, and you can win real money or play for free to try it out. You also can play your first $100 risk-free, so really no reason not to jump on it and try it out now. Use my link to give it a shot. It's winviewgames.com/Matt. That's winviewgames.com/Matt to create your account. You'll get $7 in free entries, and then when you're ready to deposit, they'll give you a bonus double your deposit amount. WinViewGames.com/Matt. Okay, so as we get ready for a big weekend of football, let me remind you about a couple of things with these games. The 49ers are a 3-point underdog at LA against the Rams. Kansas City a 7-point favorite against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll be very quick and easy on this. I think Kansas City's going to win by double digits. I've been such a fan of the Bengals. It's been a really fun ride. I think the sky is the limit for Joe Burrow. I think this team is just kind of sort of getting their feet under them in playoff football. It's been impressive to see them win a wild card game against the Raiders and then pull off a slight upset against Tennessee last week. I think it's where it ends. I think Kansas City puts up more than enough points. Maybe Cincinnati makes some of those mistakes when you're in this kind of a spot for the first time. Take Kansas City and lay the 10, lay the 7. I think they win by double digits. I will take the Rams minus the 3 as well, and I know how good the Niners defense has been against Matt Stafford, but I just think when it comes down to it, I don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo to make enough plays. You can't, I don't think, win 3 playoff games without your quarterback making a play. Jimmy Garoppolo last week was trying his best to lose that game against the Packers. I think Jimmy's going to have to make some throws somewhere here along the way. I just don't know if I trust him enough. I'll take the Rams by 7. I think we get a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl coming up in L.A. So it's 2 years in a row that a home team will get to play in their building. All right, before I get to the Braves, let me remind you we're brought to you by the Daily Draft. Downtown Woodstock, if you're looking for a place to watch the action, go check them out on Main Street. Again, easy to find, downtown Woodstock. It's called the Daily Draft. It's the ultimate sports bar experience. And what separates it from other sports bars? Chef-inspired menu. Wall-to-wall flat screens with one of the biggest screens anywhere with a front-row seat that I would tell you get there early and grab that. Chef-inspired menu, craft beer bar, self-serve taps, all of that you are going to love, not to mention, you know, stuff to keep you entertained during the commercials like billiards and darts. Great wait staff, super cool people, and if you go in during lunch Monday through Friday and mention my podcast, The Daily 10, they will take 10% off your lunch order. Again, it's The Daily Draft, downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Find out more about them at thedailydraft.net. I want to get to the Braves in a minute, but I'm going to do something that's odd for me. Folks, I'm going to say something nice about Dan Quinn, former coach of the Falcons, who, if you listen to me on the radio, you know there's no love lost. It's not about the guy. I'd never make anything personal. He's a swell guy. He's just a butcher of a head coach. This news came out yesterday that Dan was pulling his name out of the coaching search, going to go back to Dallas because he wants to win a title with the Cowboys. which is just spin for I didn't get the Denver job, I didn't get the Chicago job. It looks like things are trending in the other direction on these other jobs, and I don't want to go through a whole cycle where I interview for 6 or 7 jobs and don't get any. So try to sell it as I'm being proactive and going back to Dallas. But here's where I say something nice about Dan. At least Dan Quinn was a wanted man. Wanted enough for these teams to interview him. Wanted enough for Denver to talk to him a couple of times. Same with Chicago. Like, there was legitimate interest in Dan. Compare that to Thomas Dimitroff. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard boo about Thomas Dimitroff in a situation right now where I believe there are 4, or there were 4 GM openings. Now, Thomas Dimitroff, there's a lot of good and bad to Thomas. He was the executive of the year twice in his 13 years in Atlanta. He drafted the franchise quarterback in Matt Ryan. He drafted Julio Jones. You can start going through all the things that worked, and I could probably spend just as much time talking about the misses specifically in the trenches and then some of the mistakes in re-signing their own guys and overpaying them. All of that stuff can be true. But what's most telling is Thomas is not even getting a call from any of these teams with an opening. You have to go back to last season when Dimitroff only got 1 interview at the time with the Detroit Lions in late December of 2020. Since then, nothing. You haven't heard anything about Thomas Dimitroff. Bears, Raiders, Vikings, and Giants all had openings. There have been over 40 interviews done with those teams, and Thomas isn't one of them. Isn't that damning? Doesn't that say a lot to you guys that these groups, these ownerships, these search committees, these teams are seeing a lot more of the misses from Thomas or philosophy from Thomas, and they don't even want to talk to him? Forget about being hired. Going on the interview and it doesn't work out, or your ideas don't mesh with that team, that's something different. But not even going because you don't get the call, that to me is, like I said, that's damning. So my compliment to Dan Quinn is at least teams were interested enough to get him in. At least teams wanted him in a couple of times. Is there a chance Thomas Dimitroff's done? Now, maybe he could take an assistant GM job. But I don't know if that was on the radar for him a year ago. Maybe he thought he wouldn't have to. We watched that happen with guys like Scott Pioli. We've seen that happen with plenty of other guys. Maybe Thomas is going to have to sort of do that again. Like, Dan Quinn was out of a job for 5 minutes. He was a DC quickly of the Cowboys. Maybe if Thomas would have offered to be an assistant GM, he would have had a job. I don't know that, but maybe that's the difference in those two guys getting jobs. Okay, so I told you I wanted to get to the Braves. I continue to hope that this lockout gets handled sooner rather than later, and at least the good news is the owners and the players have now met a couple of times and they're trading proposals, and that's a way you get to an agreement by putting a proposal in front of one side, disagreeing, and then, you know, meeting in the middle on some of the stuff. When we do get back to baseball business as usual, we're going to start preparing for a Braves 2022 season and a team that's going to try to do the really difficult, and that's repeating. I mean, repeating as world champions is difficult for obvious reasons, but I think the Braves, this is a weird scenario for the Braves. Because you would have to believe this version of the Braves probably won't be as injured, knock on wood, as the way they were a year ago when they lost Acuna. They never had Soroka. They lost Arnaud for 3 months. They lost Enoa. They were without Ian Anderson. And then throw in Ozuna, you know, being gone in early May. I'll add Pache didn't hit and he was gone. The Braves didn't get much at all offensively from the outfield, specifically in center and left, until August. They didn't get anything offensively behind the plate for about 95% of the season. I mean, think about all that stuff. Then I'll add to it some numbers. You ready? Because you should see some self-correction on a few of these. The Braves in one-run games a year ago, in a year they won the championship, were 26-31 during the regular season. The Braves in extra innings were 5-9 in a year they won the championship. Seven-inning games, the shortened doubleheader games, they were just 5-7, and here's the one that'll jump off the page. The world champions were just 6-14 in interleague. That's got to self-correct, I would believe, because the talent's too good. If the injuries aren't there, they should fare a lot better. Then ask yourself this question. What things did we see last year that don't seem real and sustainable? Freddie, if he's here, his offense is going to carry. That was sustainable. Same with Ozzie. Same with Dansby. Riley's offense, we will see, but I have a feeling what we watched was real. So I think the entire offense of the infield, I don't have any reason to believe there'll be some big step back there. Same thing on the mound. Unless Morton's hurt, and you do have to concern yourself with an age, and he's coming off a broken leg, but if he's healthy, I assume the same Charlie Morton. Same thing with Max Fried. When it's about health. If he's healthy, he's fine. Ian Anderson, too. We will all wait and see on Mike Soroka. I would not even project. I would just say let's hope Soroka's back. But for the most part, I feel good about where the bullpen is with that top three. Then you, or the starting rotation, I should say, with the top three. Then you get to the bullpen. Bullpens are always the hardest thing to try to project. Bullpen volatility is a real thing. The injury bug is super real with bullpens. But remember back to last year. Will Smith was incredibly shaky for the first several months of the season. A.J. Minter got sent down in May. Chris Martin never got right. Took Tyler Matzek a little while to get going. You guys remember when the Braves started throwing guys like Nate Jones, the return of Jesse Biddle, Jacob Webb a couple of times, the return of Shane Green, Sean Newcomb, Jesse Chavez, who actually paid some dividends, poor Josh Tomlin, Edgar Santana, and then eventually Rich Rodriguez. The only guy that was good beginning to end was Luke Jackson. I mean, Luke was the most dependable throughout that season. So when I talk about repeating being so difficult, it is. But this team's weird in the way that they overcame so much stuff last year without some of their typical guys performing, that it'll be a lot of the same pieces and parts, but a lot of differences in what you're going to expect due to health and some other parts of the team. So I guess maybe if you're looking for the sunshine and a team having a chance to repeat, the Braves, a healthy Ronald Acuna raking, right? The return of Mike Soroka, you know, something else in the outfield, more stability there. Like, all that stuff could be on the plate. Healthy Travis d'Arnaud in a very different way could help this team have a chance to repeat. If you guys would, go ahead and hit the subscribe button for me. Do it right now. I'll wait. Thank you. You can follow us wherever you find your favorite podcast, and this will be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. I'll be on the radio in Atlanta this afternoon on 680 The Fan. We're back again Monday for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.